And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Science Museum in downtown Lafayette, the exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs and Mammals continues throughout the summer. For more information about that exhibit and others that are on display, the website is LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. You can nominate women for their achievements for the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women, Women of Excellence Awards. You can nominate through the end of July, which is coming up next week. Nomination forms are on their website, lafayettela.gov/LCNW. And Wanderlust Theatre Company continues its run of The Comedy of Errors by Shakespeare this week. Tonight through Saturday, 7:30 each evening, you can bring blankets or chairs and relax on the lawn. You can bring a picnic, or they will have some food trucks around the green space, which is near downtown at the corner of St. John and Convent. It's pay what you will, or you can purchase VIP seating at errors.eventbrite.com. That's Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, performed by Wanderlust Theatre Company. And for more information, you can either stop by Wanderlust Theatre Company's website or their Facebook page. In New Iberia, the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is running through July 27th. That's a matinee on Sunday, so it will run through the weekend. Tickets are available by calling the Iberia Performing Arts League at 364-6114. Or emailing them at ipal@cox.net. Acting Unlimited Incorporated continues its production of Euripides' Medea, translated by Robinson Jeffers, at Burke Theater in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the UL Lafayette campus. The play will run this coming Friday and Saturday at 7:30 each evening in Burke Hawthorne Hall. Tickets are available at the door, or you can purchase them online or call 484-0172. For more information, you can go to the Acting Unlimited website or their Facebook page for Medea. At Cité des Arts, Red, White, and Tuna will continue through this weekend, Friday and Saturday. The play is performed by Shane Gilbo and Kyle Bork. Tickets are available through the website, citédesarts.org, or by calling 291-1122. Also, The Taming of the Shrew will be performed this weekend at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, performed by the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble, which is in its 12th year and has now educated and inspired a couple generations of young people. This summer, there are nearly 50 students, ages 10 through 18, performing the roles in The Taming of the Shrew. They are being directed by a professional staff, including Hector LaSala, Danny DeVillier, Chad Trahan, Brian Schneider, Amy Wagasback, and many others. That's the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble performing The Taming of the Shrew this Friday and Saturday at the ACA. Since it is the final weekend, you may want to call ahead to reserve tickets. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company has a number of workshops that will take place next week, July 28th through August 1st. For 5 to 8-year-olds, it's Kids in Show Business, and also for the 9 to 18-year-olds. For information about this workshop or to register your child, the website is childrenstheater.cc, or you can call the Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles at 433-7323. The Lafayette Parish School System has a couple days of centralized registration that will take place. Actually, one is taking place today until 7 o'clock this evening at LaRosen Elementary Building. Tomorrow, Thursday, July 24th, from 11 in the morning until 7 as well. And then next week on Friday, August 1st, and Monday, August 4th. Same hours, 11 to 7. It's a centralized registration process. You can register your child and also find out about services, including transportation, special education, meals. So it's a one-stop shop for registering and getting your child settled into school. For more information, you can go to the LPSS website and find out more. The Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas presents Peter Pan, The Untold Story. It will run this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Saturday evenings at 7 and on Sunday, July 27th at 2 p.m. In Franklin, the Bayou Beaux Art and Dance Summer Arts Program will have its dance recital and student art show Saturday, July 26th at the Broussard Harris Recreation Center. You can get tickets at the door. That's in Franklin this weekend. And on Sunday, July 27th, singer-songwriter Walter Jr. will have a concert entitled The Return of the Prodigal Son, A Story of Homecoming. That will be in downtown Lafayette at the First United Methodist Church. Vermilionville will offer a free folk life workshop for educators Monday and Tuesday, July 28th and 29th. It's for teachers in grades 4 through 12. Please call Vermilionville for more information. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, clicking on the schedule button. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And at 7, we begin an evening of really interesting public radio programming, beginning with This American Life and continuing with the TED Radio Hour, Radio Lab, and Snap Judgment. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.